Good afternoon, Brussels time. Thank you for coming to our open source design dev room at FOSTEM 2021. This is all very new, and this is all very new to everybody. So please bear with us. We're figuring things out as we're going along. My name is Bernard. I'm one of the dev room organizers for today. Saptak is also here, and Belen and Ariel. So we're going to start off with our introduction to open source design, who we are, what we do, etc. Let me see if I change. Okay, how about that? So you should now see both of us. Bear with me. Okay. So I've got a couple of slides just to introduce who we are, who open source design is, and then we'll get started with the more interesting part of the Open Source Design Dev Room, all of our really interesting talks. We have lots of really interesting talks from a lot of people. And yeah, that's what we're here for. So I'm gonna try and share my screen. Let me see. I need to figure out which one I need to go to. Okay, I think it's this one. Saptak, can you tell me if you see the slides?
Yeah, I do see the slides.
Excellent. Okay. Do you see them in full screen?
No.
What about now?
I can just see your entire browser actually, not the full screen, but.
Okay, that's not what I was looking for. Okay, so let's see if I can get rid of this. Okay, so you can see the slides with yeah, you can see each slide.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so let's go with this because I was trying to put it into full screen, but it doesn't seem to be working properly. So thank you everybody for coming to our dev room. As I said, my name is Bernard. I'm one of the members of Open Source Design, and we're going to give a brief introduction to the open source design community. And hopefully there'll be some time at the end for some questions, and if anybody wants to raise anything in particular. So who are we? Well, this is some of the members. This is some of the people who came to our dev room in 2019, when everybody was allowed to be less than 2 meters away from each other. This is we normally or traditionally we try and take a photo of everybody who comes to our dev room at FOSTEM. So I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do it this year, but hopefully we'll be able to figure out how to do it. And open source design is a community with UX designers, visual designers, graphic designers, front-end developers, academic researchers, everybody and anybody who is interested in or works in design. And by design, we're our definition of design is really broad. It takes into account, as I said, visual design, graphic design, user-centered design, architecture, furniture design, print, graphic, typography, anything. The important part is that in some way it either uses or it's used in open source software. So our goals for the open source design.
Bernard, if you're changing the slides, it's not showing actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I am changing the slides. Okay. Let me see. Let me stop sharing again and see what I can do. Okay, I'm gonna go and share here. I'm gonna go and share here. Okay. So, do you see right now?
I see a terminal.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring this down here. How about that?
Yep.
Okay, so if I go full screen.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. So what I was trying to show was, here's a photo of some of the members of the Open Source Design Collective, the Open Source Design Community. And as I said, we're a group of people with lots of different backgrounds, all either working in or contributing or interested in design in the broad sense of design. So our goals for the open source design community. That seems to be a bit strange. Why is that not transitioning fully? Oh, I think it's just a little bit slow. Is it? Yeah, it's a little bit slow.
Yeah, it's kind of choppy a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to do number two. I'm going to... Oh, it's okay. It's just choppy. I can't really figure out why. All right, so I'm going to go back to full screen. And hopefully it'll catch up. There we go. Okay, so the goals of open source design. Community is, first of all, to open up the design process, so to invite other people who maybe are not professional designers but are interested in design and are interested in contributing to the design process of open source software and using open source software. Make designers contributors. This is really important. Traditionally, open source software is seen as committing code. And if you're not committing code, then you're not really a contributor. We don't really agree with that. We don't believe that. Anybody who is contributing to the project is a contributor, be that code, be that, you know, Q&A, be that design, be that documentation or localization translation. So we're just trying to raise the profile of design contributions. Also, to help communication between designers and developers. A lot of people have the idea that designers and developers don't really get on. That's really not true. It's all about how they communicate. And there's lots of really good designers that can communicate with lots of developers. There's also lots of designers who can't communicate with developers. And we're just trying to show that, you know, it doesn't have to be us and them, whichever one you are. Another of our goals is to try and connect the existing open source design community. There are lots of different communities, little pockets. There's lots of different groups that are doing open source design, that are doing design in open source software. We're not unique. We're not the first. So what we're trying to do is also, you know, connect those different design communities so that everybody learns about everybody else's work, because there's lots of really interesting stuff, conferences, magazines, lots of different things. Also to try and fund open source design, so the fund the design of open source software. We're not really doing so well on that because we don't have very much money. But, you know, that's something that we're trying to do. Also, try to be a showcase for existing open source design material. So there's a lot of really good guides and how to contribute to open source software, and we're just trying to again promote that those different materials, and also working on open source design software, actually contributing to it. We as an organization, as a community, don't do it necessarily, but a lot of our members are already contributing, and we're trying to, you know, help and promote how to contribute to open source software. So we write articles. Anybody who's interested in writing an article about design and open source software is welcome to commit a PR for an article. It's open to everybody. Everybody is also welcome to join the open source design community. There's no you know, process. Just say, I'm interested in joining, and you're invited. We have a discussion. We have quite a lively discussion on our discourse, where we try to design, where we try to discuss all the various things that go into design and open source software. It's at discourse.opensourcedesign.net. Oh, I can see those slides are still a bit behind. We really want to say a big thank you to Discourse, the organization, for sponsoring us this Discourse platform, free gratis, which has been really, really helpful. We also run everything that we do is run off our GitHub repo, which again, you can see the URL, but it is github.com/opensourcedesign. And again, anybody is welcome to pick up an issue there about our open source design website. If you want to commit, that's you're really welcome. Jobs board. We also run a jobs board, which is completely free. You don't have to pay anything. All you have to do is to go to opensourcedesign.net/jobs and submit your job. It can either be a free job, so in terms of design contributions, or if you actually have a paid design job, you're also welcome to submit that. We've got quite a lot of interesting jobs. We've got a UX designer at Ubuntu Canonical, which is obviously a paid job. We also have a logo design job for the PIP project, which is the Python package manager. And we've got lots of other jobs as well. Over the past 5 or 6 years, I think 6 years, we've either held over 100 talks at 11 different conference tracks. We've started to be invited to different conferences to organize and to curate, I guess, the design track at different conferences. We've been doing it at FOSDEM. This is, I think, our 7th year. We were invited to ApacheCon Europe also to do that, to run the design track there. We've done it at FOSS Asia, and we also have our Open Source Design Summit, which happens every couple of years. Funding, as I said, we're totally funded by the community. If you're interested or you have some spare euro or dollars or whatever your local currency, you're very welcome to deposit them in our Open Collective at opencollective.org/opensourcedesign. We're also affiliated members of the Open Source Initiative of the Free Software Foundation Europe and the EFF. We have lots of local meetups. If anybody's interested in starting a meetup, you're welcome to do it. Just go to the discourse, discourse.opensourcedesign.net, and you'll find the meetups section there. Yeah, and I guess the last thing is, if you're interested in supporting us, like I said, go to opencollective.org/opensourcedesign. And that's it. So I'm not sure if anybody has any questions. I'm not even sure how I'm going to see the questions. Saptak, are there any questions?
Yeah, as of now, I don't think there's any more questions as such. And we also have just 3 minutes left before the stream gets cut.
Super.
As far as I can understand.